A Michigan Tech Emeritus Professor of History will give a presentation Monday about the early history of Shreveport Waterworks and the city's struggle to supply water prior to building a municipally owned supply system. Terry Reynolds, a native of El Dorado, will address the South Arkansas Historical Foundation.
It'll be looking at the era when water was the responsibility of the individual householder, which was from the founding of Shreveport to about 1887, and then the era when water became the responsibility of private companies, which went up to 1917 when municipal authorities took charge of that.
Reynolds served on the faculty of University of Wisconsin-Madison and Michigan Tech. He spent the vast majority of his academic career focused on the history of water power. This research on Shreveport's water supply is work he did in 1980. At the time, Reynolds says he was part of a nationwide historical engineering record project that highlighted Shreveport because it was the last waterworks in the country to still use steam engines as a backup pump for the city.
This is 30-year-old research that I'm going back, and I've never delivered in a public forum before. But Shreveport's sort of a typical example of the stages that a medium-sized town went through in evolving a water supply system.
Reynolds hopes people gain a new appreciation for clean water from their tap after taking in his presentation, titled The Struggle for Good Water. It's set for Monday evening at 5:15 at the Newton House Museum in El Dorado and is open to the public.